Christmas is a time for searching and finding. When you're young, the build-up to Christmas, some of you younger children might have enjoyed this, you might have gone on a little hunt without telling anyone, looking for things that might be there, for presents that might be there. But when you get older, it's still a time of searching and hopefully finding. You've got to find the right Christmas jumper, or the right Christmas glasses, or the bow tie. You got to find the right item, the food. You got to get it just right, whether it be the perfect sprout or the perfect turkey or whatever you like. And then you've got to find the right present for each person. And this isn't always easy. There is always one person who is very difficult to buy for. And you could just get them something like this. Or you have to spend lots of time thinking and racking your brain to work out what to buy. It can be even harder if you have to buy the one present that everyone wants and they're sold out. I don't know if anyone's seen Jingle All the Way and the hard work that Arnold Schwarzenegger, he thought he could do everything, but you know, finding a Christmas present was particularly challenging for him. This morning we're going to spend a little bit of time just looking at a group of men who searched for someone they really wanted to see. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 2. It says this: "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Israel with him. And assembling the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And going into their house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." Lord, we want to pray. Lord, would you just speak to us this morning? Lord, with all the stuff, all the glitter of Christmas, Lord, we want to hear from you this morning. So we pray, would you speak through your word to us? Amen. Amen. Somewhere in the Middle East, wise men were looking for a star. Each night with their first century telescopes, I don't know what they looked like, but they were probably pretty rubbish. They would scan the sky for changes. And day by day, they would review ancient documents looking for meaning and purpose in the sky. Their searching had become a habit. They kept doing it. They kept looking for something. They want to find something. And then one night, I did have the scripture on the screen. Sorry about that. Then one night, they saw a bright star. It was brighter than the rest, and they knew what this meant. They knew it meant only one thing: a king had been born. They packed up their belongings, and they left to follow the star and find the king. Their search would take them through hundreds of miles of desert and wilderness, but they were determined to see the king. When I was a young person, many years ago, I did my Bronze Duke of Edinburgh badge. And as part of the preparation, we went to Down Scout Camp and we stayed overnight in a very old style tent. And early in the morning, I was not much of a camper, and early in the morning, I could hear a tap, 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 tap. And being young, I was like, I want to find that woodpecker. Oh, we're going to go and get up. And I don't know, it was 4 a.m. or something stupid. But we got up, we went out with our fizzy drinks, and we went on a woodpecker hunt. Never found it. I mean, we were probably too loud and everything else. We were totally unsuccessful. But I believed it was a worthwhile task going out to search. Now, I think back on my life, and I think as you get older, you can lose some of that, can't you? Anyone agree with me? You can lose some of that. You think, oh, we'll never see the woodpecker. We'll just stay in bed. You can lose some of that idea of actually going to look, going to search for things. You talk yourself out of it. Life becomes a bit grey, or it has a risk of becoming a bit grey. No risk, no disappointment, but also no joy. Within each of us, there's that desire to find meaning and purpose in life. Yet we can just cruise through life and decide, hey, it's too hard, those questions are too difficult, why should we bother? I don't want to be disappointed. But actually, the wise men we find are actually determined to search. They determined to gather all their things up and go hundreds of miles across the desert. And I want to encourage us all never to stop searching. If you've not found Jesus, well, why not have a look? Why not search? Why not see if this stuff is true for yourself? But if you've already found Jesus, never give up the task of discovering more. There's so much more to discover. It's not necessarily new. You know, it's all old, ancient book. But there's stuff for you to discover in your journey with God. So the wise men came. They arrived at the place where they thought a king would be almost certainly be born, the palace. Their opening question shows they had no clue that the king wasn't there. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Their question was troubling for the king, Herod, but also for all Jerusalem. Herod was grumpy, okay? He was a grumpy old man. He had become increasingly paranoid and violent as he entered the later years of his life. He murdered his wife and 2 sons, so news of another king was not good news for those living in Jerusalem. It caused great fear in the city. And he calls the scribes and the chief priests to search the scriptures to find out where the Messiah was to be born. Bethlehem was an unexpected birthplace for a king. As you read the Christmas story, you discover that there's lots of unexpected things about Christmas. With God, you need to expect the unexpected. I don't know what the 8th of April 2018 has to have with that, but I borrowed it offline. Maybe it was Easter. He chooses, this is God, eternal God with a plan, chooses a betrothed virgin to bear birth to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, the one who has all glory and authority, is laid in an animal trough. His birth is not announced on social media or whatever in those days, from trumpets and town callers. No, it's announced to shepherds on the hillside. Nobody's. God does not do things as we would expect. But this is what they're told. So they're told Bethlehem. So off they go. And they discover that as they start to go, that the star is leading them further. Herod tells them, you must come back and tell me so I can worship him too. But they follow the star and they come to the place where Jesus is. And they rejoice with exceedingly great joy. They can't contain themselves. They've found what they've been looking for and they're filled with such joy. They fell down and worshipped him and they gave their gifts to him. They discovered something so great that they could only bow before him and offer their praise and adoration. They had searched and they had found what their hearts most desired. And this Christmas, each of us will have already spent time searching and hopefully finding things. But Jesus is still able to be found today. He's still calling you. He's looking for you. He drew those wise men from miles away. He drew them to meet with him. And maybe you being here this morning is because God's been drawing you to meet with him. Even though the wise men were a long way off, God called them. And he calls you today. Whether you feel close to him or whether you feel a long way off, he calls you this morning and says, come look at my son. Come look at Jesus Christ. So today, what's your response? The wise men responded. They bowed down. They gave their gifts. What's your response to Jesus, the Son of God, the King of glory we celebrate today? He became a man so that he could rescue mankind. He could rescue us all. So my encouragement to you today is, will you come and bow your knee and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done? Will you offer him your praise and adoration? Why don't we pray? Father, we thank you that you sent your son. Lord, it was unexpected. It was in a place that the king wasn't expecting. He had to ask people to find out for him. People weren't expecting it, but you came. And Lord, we thank you that you can still be found today. You're not far off, you're close, you're here with us. And Lord, for each one of us, I want to pray that we would have that special sense of your presence with us today. Even now, that we'd have that sense of Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Lord, we want to just offer our praise and thanks to you. On this great day, Lord, we want to say thank you for sending your son. Thank you for not being far off. Thank you for coming close. Thank you for showing us what you're like. And we want to pray that you would fill us with joy and peace in Jesus' name. Amen.